won't you be my neighbor?
Eats and Beats Wednesday, always looking for something interesting to talk about that we might ingest. This one comes to us from the Denver Botanic Gardens, and they've got an education series there especially for young people. I mean, toddlers and preschoolers and the grown-ups that they have to bring along. This class is called Seedlings, Plants in Your Pizza. We bring on the Director of Education at the Denver Botanic Gardens, Matthew Cole. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you with us this morning.
Oh, pleasure.
Hey, the idea of plants in your pizza sounds very, very local.
Oh, it certainly can be. I mean, the great thing about a pizza is that it's the entire world right there on your plate, right? I mean,
yeah.
You've got these wonderful New World crops, things that came from the New World back over and incorporated into Italian cooking, and then you've got whatever you sort of want to put on, because that's a great thing. You recognize a pizza and you come out with these outlandish toppings, and you could say pineapple and ham, and that's really got a Hawaiian bent to it. And my goodness, there's so many combinations that taste so great. So we can sort of, again, connect to people all over the world through plants that you can grow in Denver, or can get in Denver, or can share from Denver.
Mm-hmm. Now, kids, adults for that matter, love pizza, and Colorado-style pizzas are known for being loaded up with all kinds of stuff. What are we teaching these young children to grow and harvest and then eat on our pizzas?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this. One of the things that I really have discovered I like on pizza is a summer squash. You know, it's sort of yellow or green, and you cut it thin enough to bake up really nice and be hot and delicious. And no idea I would have liked that as a kid, but that's one of the things that I like. But that's later in the summer. And I would think this time of year, a lot of people are getting greens out of their gardens. And okay, you can make a salad, and then you can make another salad, and then, well, can you incorporate them in other things? And I think so. And one of the things that I'm sort of inspired to try now is to try and take some of the heavier greens. You have something a little stiff that you need to saute or blanch or something to cook it up so it will wilt nicely, and then cut it real fine and incorporate that into the sauce so you're getting your greens in the middle of your reds and your green peppers and whatever else you're going to put on it. So one of the things we do is a series called Plant to Plate, where we go through all the summer, different classes every Friday, where whatever is in season, we'll do something with, so that you and your child can join up and say, my goodness, I had no idea this stuff coming out of the garden was so tasty. And you'll be able to make reference of it to things you want to grow in your own garden and be able to inspire your kids to eat it as well, too.
Matthew Cole is Director of Education at the Denver Botanic Gardens.
Thank you.
Matthew, I would imagine that kids being kids, the dough is still the big hit here with the kids, you know. They get their hands in it, they throw it up in the air, they do whatever, make little cartoons or whatever.
Oh, I'm sure. One of the things that you find is that kids will be very moment to moment. They'll be like, oh, I love the plant. I love watering it. Oh, I love harvesting it. Let's do that some more. Oh, I love playing with the dough and putting it all together. And so as long as you're inspired and you're enjoying the kids, it can be a wonderful experience. Yeah, it takes longer than if you're doing it yourself, but that's, you know, that's not the point when you're working in your own kitchen. It's to enjoy something with your the child in your life or your family.
Yeah, parents and grandparents of toddlers and preschoolers coming to the Botanic Gardens to get this training today and tomorrow. So it's not hard to keep the little ones' attention. I guess maybe the plants and the dirt and the worms do all that for you.
The worms.
Nothing's, what's more fun than worms on your pizza?
I'll mention that we do not put worms on the pizza, but you put them in your hand and they wriggle back and forth and they're a little bit slimy and sort of that adventure, and you get that moment where some young child is just not sure about it. Are they going to try and give it back to you right away, or are they going to try and hold it and care for it and love it for the next little while, as long as you let them?
All right. Hey, Matthew Cole from the Denver Botanic Gardens, the website botanicgardens.org.
Yes.
Plants in Your Pizza, this series for children and the adults that they bring along with them. Classes today, I think, sold out. Thursday, more availability.
Yes.
And as you said, you're doing stuff on on Fridays and all summer long, the entire list at botanicgardens.org. Matthew, man, thanks so much for playing with our kids for us.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you for taking an interest in our work.